The UTC Mocs finished the season 25-27, does the softball team. They won their first game in the SoCon tournament, opened strong with an 8-3 win over Furman, and then suffered a couple of close setbacks to the eventual runners-up in Samford and Mercer as well. Joining us now to put a bow on the season and talk about the SoCon tournament is the head softball coach himself. He joins us every single Monday here on The Word with G. Always nice enough to give us some time here on a Monday. It's head coach Frank Reed. Coach, condolences on the season, but it seemed like, again, your girls fought incredibly hard in those two games that you lost. Really could have gone either way.
Yeah, it is sort of a symbol of everything that's sort of happened to us. You know, we've talked about it every week. You know, we're getting these close games. You know, we had a 6 or 7 run lead against Mercer and let that slip away from us. But, you know, we're losing these close games. And, you know, I remember when after the game was over, we had a little cooling off, and then Channel 3 did a little interview. And the question was, when do you start thinking about the future or what's going to happen with the team? And I said, I started thinking about that when they made the last out. And, you know, we've got a great group of kids coming back, and we're excited about that. I really feel bad for this year's team and the seniors because of all that they've had to go through with just, you know, being out of their stadium, you know, playing on practice fields, and, you know, not having our uniforms till halfway through the year, and just not, you know, fighting for cleats and helmets. Just not anybody's fault. It just was everything that could happen, and, you know, we're just trying to get it all put together. And then we lost 7 walk-off games. I don't know if there's anybody. I'm wanting somebody to look that knows how to tell me if anybody in the country lost 7 walk-offs. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we lost 5 in the conference, just 1 run. And it's just been that type of year. You know, on a brighter note, you know, I was able to get, you know, AstroTurf on board, you know, with Frost Stadium, and that end up, you know, parlaying with the city to be able to get some additional fields done. And I'm going to say thank you to those guys for all they did to help me and help UTC. We really appreciate that. And we got a great facility to play on, and that was shown off a little bit in the conference tournament. There were still some things that needed to still be done. I think they're working on it today to get ready for the Division II National Championship, which will be another exciting time for people to get a chance to watch some really great softball. So I'm excited about fall. I'm excited about getting back out, you know, with on the new surface again, and, you know, playing our fall games, and then, you know, capping off with our blue gold game. I think we're going to do a fundraiser thing with some of the policemen about helping them raise some money with policemen versus our team in the fall, and we're excited about doing some of that and giving back a little bit to the community. And so it's good on the forefront. Sorry for Emily and Brooke. You know, they mm-hmm. have been two great seniors and big impacted what we've been doing, a big impact on what we did last year, you know, winning that championship. And you can't say enough for those two young ladies and, you know, how awesome and what they brought to our program. And so, you throw your last pitch, and then, you know, the hard part is you have to leave kids behind and move on with the new ones and start it all over again, like everybody else is starting to do today for the most part. So, but the future looks bright for what we're trying to do, and I'm excited about it.
Again, Frank Reed, our guest here on The Word with G, and, you know, speaking of the bright future, Chattanooga sophomore Olivia Lipari, she earned a spot on the 2023 Southern Conference All-Tournament team, the second team. Talk a little bit about the tournament that she had and what she's meant to your program, and how bright her future can be for what you guys want to build here in Chattanooga for the Mocs.
You know, Olivia's an awesome player. You know, she came in as a middle infielder, and we asked her to go to the outfield. She said, wherever you need me. And she just blossomed. And, you know, we had opportunities to bring her up back in the middle and put her on maybe on the corner at third. And I hated it because every time I think about her, I see these great catches that she's making out there. You know, she made, I think, second team all conference. I told our coaches, I guarantee you, she made that just on her defense. She could have made mm-hmm. that, because I think she made great catches against everybody in our conference, and coaches were able to recognize that. And then she continued to have, you know, a great conference tournament. Hit the ball really, really well. Made some adjustments in her swing that she needed to do, and that played out for her. And, you know, she's excited. She'll be a big leader for us. down the road, and we talked a little bit on checkout time, and she said, "You just still put me where I want to." I said, I still see you out there in the outfield making those great catches. I said, you know, not everybody can make those what you're doing. She's fearless out there. And so it's going to be exciting to get her back. And, I'm, you know, kudos to her. She's a great, great kid and, you know, great honor for her.
What about some of the other players that made all conference teams? Addie Keelan made the first team. And obviously you mentioned Liv and infielder Kaylee Phillips. They earned a spot on the second team as well. And then you had Paige Gold, Riley and Zoe Wright, also named to the all freshman team. And you mentioned it. You guys have got a good stable of young players here, and it showed up with the all-conference teams. And, you know, you guys were right there in every single one of these games that you played. You got to imagine that you get a little bit more experience under your belt. Hopefully they grow a little bit more, develop more as people and players. And this thing's going to look real bright for you guys moving forward.
It is. It is. And you mentioned all those girls you mentioned are players, young ladies. They'll all be back.
Yeah.
They'll all be back. And so that's exciting for us to get them back. And then, and you know, speaking of Addie, first team, you know, she can, you know, just come on strong with her offense. And, you know, she started that, you know, back last year when she helped us win the conference tournament at Greensboro. And you know, we have her back for another year. And then Kaylee's been a mainstay at third base. You know, she makes plays at third that I haven't seen anybody in Division I make. And, you know, she also can catch. So, you know, it gives us a little more strength there. And then, you know, Zoe comes back to the middle. And then, you know, a big thing we haven't mentioned, you know, we get Kaylee Snell back, yeah, you know, after her injury. And so she'll be a mainstay. You know, she'll go back to the shortstop spot. And so, and then we have, you know, all of our pitchers, except for Brooke coming back. We have a new pitcher, Riley Lamb, coming in, and she's probably as good as the kids that we've got. And so we should have a really nice setup of pitching. And it's you know, it's a good thing. I think the thing that, you know, I'm trying to analyze and look to see how we fix is playing strong against, you know, talent that are, you know, that are really, really good, and then playing sort of down to talent that's not as good. And I think one of the things that we try to do, and it's my fault. I always try to put a lot of emphasis on the importance of the conference tournament, or the conference and the conference tournament, and maybe too much for those kids. You know, maybe we just take it as, hey, we got a league game today. Let's go out and play some league ball, and, you know, see how we can do, and not put as much emphasis on it being, you know, that important, or, you know, being the conference series. So. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, you know, it's like with Greensboro winning the thing, congratulations to them. It all boiled down to that weekend. You know, didn't matter what they'd done in the past. They wanted to continue to play past Saturday. They were going to have to win that tournament, and which they did. And, you know, they got a draw. I think they're playing Clemson first round. So it should be a good test for them. So, yeah, I'm really excited. You know, I just that thing is, I want to be out there tomorrow. I want to be back tomorrow, and you can't do it. We got to wait till August and get those kids back in here, and then it'll be an exciting time for us, I think.
Frank Reed, again, our guest here on The Word with G, putting a bow on the 2023 season. And I know you and I have talked many times about it, but just want to kind of, again, sort of put a bow on it. When you think back about this season, and you can talk about the seven, you know, walk-off losses, you can talk about the, you know, the ball not kind of breaking your way, the bounce in your way, but when you think back about this season, and I'm sure you've had a couple, you know, a little bit of time at the very least to reflect upon it, What are some things that first come to your mind about this group and in this season in particular?
A little resilience. You know, they just keep plugging, kept plugging, you know, and then they get, you know, something would happen, whether it be, you know, something they can control or something they couldn't, and they just kept coming back. And, you know, one thing that, you know, we talked about with them a little bit too is don't wait too late to get fired up to get, you know, to get back in the games, and we've done that a little long. We always thought that we would get back, you know, pretty quickly, and maybe sit on some leads too long. We need to work on that a little bit. But I have no doubt that, you know, they're going to come back strong. We're really, really, really excited. You know, it's tough to win this that every year. Mm-hmm. I like I said, you know, to emphasize how bad I feel for the girl, because it seemed like if it could not go our way, it did. And you just have some of those years. We have it in life, you know. You catch yourself, I guess everybody does, say, God, I need a break. You know, I need something to happen good for me. You know, we've all been guilty of that. And,
yeah.
And then you think, well, it, you know, three times a charm, you know, you go through three things, and, you know, it'll be all over. And we were looking for all those excuses to be able to get to the next thing. And so we certainly had our share. So we're going to lend some of that to some of the other teams and let them have that for next year. And we're going to try to do some winning, I think.
Hey, hopefully, and as you mentioned throughout this conversation, you guys are sort of set up for success with the younger group that you have coming in here and where you guys are from a roster standpoint, not losing a lot, bringing back a lot, and gaining a little bit as well, whether it comes from transfer portal or whether it comes from recruits, high school players, whatever it may be. But I wanted to ask you, you seem like you're full of life and vigor and ready to really get at this thing again. So where are you in your coaching career? Because you've been doing this a long time. You're still feeling great about where you are and doing what you're doing every single day, and you'd rather be doing nothing else?
Yeah, you know, it scares me to think about, you know, after softball, you know, God blessed me with a lot of opportunities to coach this game and touch a lot of people's lives. And, you know, I always say that, you know, as long as there's lives to touch, I'll do it. And I know that someday I'll run out of time and there'll still be lives to touch. Somebody else can pick it up from there. But, I am excited about, you know, the future for the Lady March program and what we got to do. You know, they always say you'll know when it's time, and then, you know, I never really thought about it. This year I'm a few wins away from getting to 1,200 collegiate victories, and I'm really excited about having an opportunity. It's sort of a personal goal for me to be able to try to reach that. And so, I had a lot of great teams to help me get there, and then we'll take a look at it. We'll see, you know, each year as the days go by.
Yeah. I mean, you don't seem like you have any slowdown in you. You seem like you're all into this. Like you said, you'd be right at it again if you could be tomorrow, but unfortunately have to wait a little time. But where does this offseason take you? What are the offseason plans in terms of what Frank Reed wants to do kind of personally? Do you have anything personally you're going to be, you know, doing? Or, you know, on the softball side of things, what do you do during the summertime and the off season? What is your plan?
Well, the recruiting calendar will shut us down here pretty quickly because we can't recruit, you know, while the World Series thing is going on. So, and then we got some recruiting trips, you know, and local recruiting that we'll have to do. Personally, I promise my family, we're taking them on a cruise. We're going to do that in June, and
nice.
Then I'll be watching my grandkids, my granddaughter and grandson, and those people play softball and baseball. And, you know, just I'm really bad about saying I'm going to do a lot of things in the summer, and I look up and it's August 5 and we're starting school in 3 days, and you know, I'm not ready to go. I realize I haven't done anything, so I've convinced myself I need to have a calendar. And each day, each week, I'm going to have planned out what I'm going to try to do each week, whether it be something at the house or somewhere I want to go or something that we want to do. And then I want to look at the calendar at the end of the summer and see if I've been able to accomplish a little bit more than just looking back and saying I didn't get a lot of things done.
There you go. Love it. Again, Frank Reed is our guest here on The Word with G. All right, Coach, final one for you. How much do you get into watching the regionals and the college softball, you know, basically World Series and super regionals and all that? Are you kind of locked in on it when you guys aren't involved in it? Is there anybody that you follow? Do you like watching it when you have downtime? What do you do in terms of watching the softball after your season is done?
I'll watch a little bit. It may, you know, sort of this discourages me a little bit because, you know, we feel like, especially the regionals, that we're not there playing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch some of the mismatches, you know, and try to see what's going on. It's crazy the way the teams were picked this year. A lot of people complaining about how the regionals were picked, and just looking at it a little bit and seeing, you know, the stronger ones and the weaker ones and how those were, you know, those were set up. But I really don't. I'll watch a little bit of it, you know, try to get my mind off of it a little bit, but I'll watch more closely when it gets down to supers and when it gets to, you know, the College World Series.
Very nice. Well, Coach, it's been a pleasure getting an opportunity to talk to you now. What is this, our third season together talking mock softball? It's been fantastic. Hopefully next year we can get out there on the turf field and we'll throw out that first pitch and we'll have some fun with that. But congratulations on another year, and it was a good one for you guys. Obviously, we were wishing it could be a little bit better, but we've enjoyed having you on here every single week to talk about your girls, talk about your program, and, of course, talk about yourself as well.
Thank you. We really enjoyed it, and we look forward to, you know, catching back up with you guys next year, and I look forward to getting some people out in August to take a glimpse at the new what the new Lady Monster are going to look like. We're excited about that.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Enjoy the rest of your week and enjoy your offseason.
All right. Thank you. All have a great day.
There he goes. Frank Reed right here on The Word with G.